Chuck Kenosha with Bill and Pete.
Live and local on AM 1050 WLIP.
652, Bill and Pete. Well, Pete Sarzan started this weight loss journey quite a while ago, and what a success it has been with Wayless MD.
Well, thank you, Billy. That's nice of you to say.
You know, we were talking about that cream puff video.
Oh yeah,
last week, and both of us have.
We were the cream puffs, really.
Yeah, really. The actual confection was not the star of the show.
No.
A couple of fat boys were. But through better choices, thanks to Wayless MD and Wellness, our life has improved. With that in mind, Sherry Stoka from Wayless MD in Kenosha and Brookfield is here. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning.
You didn't happen to see the cream puff video, did you?
I did not.
It's a good thing. Is it just too big for
Well, it's a great example of the before, I'll tell
it
you
really
that.
Is. You need a
in
before.
In more ways than one. So.
It's right there. Oh, Sherry, let's talk about the food pyramid. I don't know if we've talked about this on the program before. The food pyramid's been around for quite a while. The federal government put this thing out, and it's supposedly a guide for how Americans ought to be eating. Now, for folks who just may need a quick refresher on this, what exactly is the food pyramid?
Yeah, so it basically exactly what you just said. So the government put guidelines out back in the 1980s that really encouraged people to eat based on just general guidelines. And so it has evolved over time. Interestingly enough, the guidelines, basically driven by like portion sizes and food groups, has not changed. It was more of how it was portrayed to consumers, you know, so people could better understand what that all meant. But yeah, it's basically a recommendation for how we should eat every day.
So the food pyramid, the smaller things, the top of the pyramid, you should probably limit, and it kind of makes its way down to larger servings of things. When you look at this, fats, oils, and sweets are at the top. They want you to use sparingly. And then they have bread, cereal, rice, and pasta, which is 6 to 11 servings, at least on the one I'm looking at here. How would you, as a Wayless MD and Wellness person, how would you tweak this thing to make it work?
Probably flip it upside down.
Okay.
I mean, to be quite honest with you, you know, let's be honest. I know that if, you know, most people that we see, we are definitely not recommending 6 to 11 servings of carbs a day. And I know for a fact that if I ate that way, you know, I would probably have trouble maintaining a healthy weight. So this is, you know, this is something that has been around for a long time. So we haven't talked about it. I mean, we don't talk about it ever. So
no.
I definitely think it's confusing people even more, because if you look at it, I mean, and you guys know this, I mean, if you really take a look at it, you don't probably eat like that either.
No, and that's what kind of surprised me when I looked at this pyramid, and it says rice or bread, cereal, rice, and pasta group, 6 to 11 servings, and that's daily. And it's, I don't even know if I could eat that much.
No,
sounds like a stomach ache ready to happen,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, I mean, if it is not the diet for gaining weight, and I was actually going to try to be nice and try to really try to be diplomatic about how I felt about it, but it's really hard to, because I feel like if anyone is trying to follow this, it's really difficult to.
Yeah, I think it kind of plays on the concept, I should say, that eating fat makes you fat, which is not necessarily the case, Sherry.
Yeah, definitely. So when the government decided to launch these guidelines back in the 80s, they really pushed low fat. I mean, that was kind of the goal. And if you look at when obesity rates skyrocketed, it was, and we talked about this before, it happened in the 80s and then just continued to skyrocket because of all of the low fat options of everything, right? So snack wells, low-fat milk, low-fat yogurt, like everything was low-fat and then loaded with sugar.
Right, and to compensate for the lack of flavor.
Yeah.
They just loaded it up.
Double whammies.
Flip this thing around, and before we run out of time, I know that we want to get over, Sherry, to the Weightless MD Facebook page. Why do we need to do that immediately?
Well, yeah, exactly, because I think the first thing is that we want to know how people, what people think about the Food Guide Pyramid, if they even look at it. And, you know, because we're all about educating people. So they can go there. It's a simple, you know, they can comment on the images that we have, and they would be contacted for special discounts for our current promotion, which is pretty cool.
Talk about that current promotion, because I know you're still signing up folks for this thing.
Yeah, we are. So this week we are still accepting people for our promotion, which is for our, it's called HCA Lean program. So it's a 4-week program that incorporates a very structured eating plan with a number of different supplements that help basically burn and mobilize fat.
I tell you, so many success stories, Pete and myself included, part of that. But boy, you guys have just really helped so many people since our association began, and people are hearing about it. They're seeing the results, and they're taking it upon themselves. And yeah, it's not an easy thing to start doing, but it's so necessary to do that. Sherry Stoka, Weightless MD and Wellness, Kenosha and Brookfield. Sherry, if folks want to find out more, that first visit is absolutely free.
Yes, free consultations. It gives us an opportunity to definitely learn more about our patients who are coming in. And they can reach us by phone, which is 262-226-2046. You know, going to our website at weightlossmd.com works. And also, can I just say one more thing?
Real quick, yeah.
Okay. So today is my son's birthday. He's a teenager today. He turned 13. So I wanted to say happy birthday to my baby, Mario.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Way to go, Mario. Yes. He'll be flipping the food pyramid later. No doubt about it.
Yes, exactly.
Sherry Stoka, Weightless MD and Wellness, thanks so much. You have a great day.
Thank you so much.
It's 7 Bye-bye. O'clock. You're listening to AM 1050 WLIP Kenosha. Streaming live at WLIP.com.